Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on May 2nd regarding Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, Dawkins, D-A-W-K-I-N-S. Eileen Dawkins is a 58-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 11-7-20. Appears she was standing in a traveling plane, appears there was moderate turbulence, and her body slammed into the slide pack of the aircraft aft door, striking her right knee. Apparently she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a torn meniscus. Period. This was then repaired surgically. Period. She is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Dawkins alleged permanent injuries to the right knee and leg due to an in-flight accident on 11-7-20. Period. Treatment notes show she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Barr on, scratch that. Records show she underwent x-rays of the right knee on 11-10-20. And also saw a nurse practitioner at what appears to be the United Airlines in-house health clinic. Period. They listed a diagnosis of right knee, contusion, and sprain, for which physical therapy was added to her regimen. Period. She followed up here through 11-13-20. Pictures cleared for modified duty with no flight duties and was to return on 12-7-20. Period. A paragraph. She was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Barr on 12-3-20. Period. He also noted she had 7 therapy visits since the accident. Period. He found the need to have a mild effusion with medial joint line tenderness and crepitus medially. Period. There was a positive McMurray's maneuver. Period. His diagnosis was contusion of the right knee with possible medial meniscal tear. Period. He referred her for an MRI of the knee. Period. New paragraph. The MRI was done on 12-5-20 to be inserted here. Period. She followed up afterwards with Dr. Barr to review these results on 12-17-20. Period. They discussed treatment options and she elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph on 1-7-21. Dr. Barr performed surgery to be inserted here. Appears she followed up with him post-operatively in conjunction with physical therapy. Appears on 3-25-21, he advanced her to work conditioning and strengthening. Period. Follow-up with Dr. Barr continued through 9-9-21. Period. There was only minimal tenderness about the right knee, but full motion and good strength. Appeared she cleared her to return to work, full duty without restrictions. Appeared she had reached a plateau and maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph, she did participate in a functional capacity evaluation on 7-23-21. Period. It found she demonstrated the ability to perform 92.0% of the physical demands of her job as a flight attendant. Period. The remaining 8% deficits were in occupational power lifting, shoulder lifting, overhead lifting, frequent overhead lifting, occasional bilateral carrying, occasional pushing and occasional pulling. due to her inability to be able to produce / demonstrate 55 pounds of force during these activities. Period. Other limiting factors included anxiety, comma, being terminated, comma, compensatory techniques, comma, increased pain, comma, mechanical changes, deficits and substitution patterns. Period. She did see Dr. Barr on 7/29/21 to review these results. Period. He noted she had put forth full effort during this evaluation. Period. She just wanted to finish up an additional 3 weeks of physical therapy. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower, inspection revealed healed portal scars about the right knee, and an open 2 3/4 inch scar longitudinally at the lateral left thigh. Period. There were other old traumatic scars bilaterally, but no bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. Right knee extension lacked 5 degrees, but was full in flexion. Period. Motion of the left knee as well as both hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. The rest of that is normal. Knees, normal. Thoracic, normal. Lumbosacral, normal. Impressions on 11/7/20, Eileen Dawkins struck her right knee on a door during flight turbulence. Period. She was seen at the United Airlines clinic and initiated on conservative measures. Period. She had an x-ray of the right knee at that time. Period. She then followed up orthopedically with Dr. Barr. Period. He had her undergo an MRI on 12/5/20 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. She remained symptomatic despite therapy, so they pursued surgical intervention. Period. That will be inserted here. Period. She had additional therapy post-operatively, culminating in a functional capacity evaluation. Period. This found she performed the evaluation with consistent effort and demonstrated the ability to perform within the medium physical demand category. Period. At her request on 7/29/21, Dr. Barr referred her for an additional 3 weeks of physical therapy. Period. She was cleared to return to work and maximum medical improvement effective 9/9/21. Period. And let's put this in parentheses. This seems to have been a way for her to have the entire summer off from work. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found Ms. Dawkins to be markedly obese. Period. There were healed portal scars about the right shoulder, consistent with her surgery there. Period. She had mild loss of right extension at the knee, but full flexion. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the knee were negative. Period. She ambulated with a physiologic gait and was able to squat and rise. Period. New paragraph. There is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period. And that is the end.